We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You know, I've heard this sometimes. You know, there is a retirement number out there for everybody, and it's a matter of, you know, finding it and then reaching it. And we're joined by Jill Schlesinger now from CBS News. Great Jill Schlesinger. JillOnMoney.com is her blog. Jill, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Oh, always happy to be with you.
Okay, so what's the deal with this number? I know you hear this a lot, right?
Yes, I mean, people call the podcast every day and the radio show, and they want to know, like, well, what's the number? And there isn't a single number. And I think that that's always sort of frustrating for people because, come on, just give me a rule of thumbs. But, you know, it's sort of like going into the doctor's office and saying to the doctor, tell me how to get healthy, except I don't want you to take my blood pressure. I don't want you to actually measure my cholesterol. Just look at me and tell me. That's essentially what you're asking for with a retirement number. The good news is you don't have to take your clothes off to get this one. It's actually that there is a process to go through to really understand if you are on track to reach your retirement goals. And the process starts kind of with a simple thing, but it's also really hard. It's calculating how much you're spending today on a monthly basis. This doesn't mean you have to go on some, you know, austere budget. It just means you want to get a sense of what you're spending today so you understand what you're going to be spending in the future. And every retirement calculator out there will ask for that number. What is the monthly spend that we are trying to achieve? Use today's number. If it goes way down from there, great. But let's just start with that as a beginning place.
I've seen some polls recently, actually, that show, especially because of inflation and because people are living longer, the perceived number — I'm not saying the actual number, but the perceived number that people feel like they need to have to retire — is really skyrocketing recently.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just in the last 4 years, we see that number has gone up by more than 50%. So, but I think that what happened was people would sort of take a round number. Oh, I need $500,000. Oh, I need $1 million. Then you have this inflationary spike that we saw during the COVID years. And all of a sudden people are like, I must need much more. And the much more is pretty major. It's almost $1.5 million. Now, of course, some people may need $1.5 million. Others may not. You know, I talk to people all the time, and, you know, I have a government employee or a municipal worker who says they're entitled to a pension. They may not need that big a nest egg. Or people who don't spend that much money right now, or they're willing to do something different in retirement. But again, you can only make those choices if you run the numbers today.
What about Social Security? Is it going to be there when I retire? Jill, help me.
I mean, I just have to say, I think the whole the meme of Social Security's going broke is a complete overstatement. Social Security is not going broke. Here's what's going on. We have a whole bunch of boomers who are retiring, millions of them every single day. And as of today, given where the system is, you will not be able to pay out 100% of the promised benefits after the year 2033, because at that time, the government will only be able to pay out about 3/4 of what's been promised. Do I think it's going to stay that way? No. What I think is going to happen is that Congress is going to be forced to actually do something, because people really like Social Security. And so that may mean that Social Security taxes go up a little bit. They may tax more of your income. They might change some of the retirement age, but this system will be restored because people rely on Social Security. And anyone who's in the lower half of earners in the United States actually relies on Social Security for the majority of their retirement income.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.